welcome back to the podcast. I'm Toby Martin, and we've got a great episode today to help banish any January blues that are still lingering. Did you know that only 10% of all New Year's resolutions make it through to fruition? Only 10%. And about a quarter of them are dropped within a week, within the first week of January. So if you are still succeeding with keeping up with your New Year's resolutions, congratulations. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. But this week's episode is not about New Year's resolutions. It's about data. It's about all the things we love here at the Voice of the Agent: marketing, insight. And it's a good one to join us on, whether you've listened to the podcast before or not. If you are a new listener, you're very welcome. What we do on this podcast is we mix it up every single week. It's slightly different. Some weeks we have interviews. Others we have discussions about data that's come from our reports. And this week we've got one of my favorite things, which is a live clip from the Voice of the Agent conference. Back in November 2025, we held a wonderful one-day event at Bletchley Park. The wonderful Bletchley Park, quite an overwhelming venue, actually. It's not very often that I walk into a place and feel slightly overwhelmed by the sense of history and occasion that comes with that place. And Bletchley Park was definitely one of those. I think everybody in the room on that day definitely felt that sense of history. One of our guests on the day was Ben Nicholas. We're very fortunate and grateful to have him with us. And something that a great many people who came to the Voice of the Agent conference mentioned was that we had some speakers who you simply don't really encounter at your regular property industry events. And one of those was definitely Ben Nicholas. So Ben is the head of real estate and property for Experian here in the UK. I'm almost certain that you'll have encountered Experian. If you're in lettings, there's a great chance that your referencing services probably pass through Experian, the credit part of that. But that's not all they do. Experian hold the keys to vast, vast, vast quantities of data on pretty much every single person in the UK. And data was a big theme of the conference. Of course it was, because at the Voice of the Agent, we're all about data. One of the most overlooked tools in the estate agent's toolbox is data. And it's really the minority of agents that use data as they could do to properly inform their marketing, their self-promotion, their targeting, to make sure you're speaking to the right people in the right way about the things that really make a difference to them. And this was really what we spoke with Ben all about. And it was staggering to hear just the extent to which Experian have insight on the people who live in the UK, on you and me. You may not appreciate just how much data companies like Experian, YouGov, who are also present at the conference, have on all of us. And yeah, I know some of us perhaps feel slightly conflicted about that. However, from a business perspective, from a marketing perspective, it is gold dust. It's the difference between shooting in the dark and not knowing if you're hitting your target and having laser-guided vision to make sure you are really hitting the bullseye every single time. So in this session, this was a live conversation between Simon Ledbetter and Ben Nicholas. He's not just a data guy. He's actually from an estate agency background. So he knows the reality of our job. He knows the industry, which put a really interesting spin on this. So it might help before we join the session and listen in, it might help just to know a little bit more about the particular product that they're talking about, which is the one that applies most to our industry, which is Experian Mosaic. Experian Mosaic is used across multiple industries, primarily actually by large corporations who have the pockets and the funds to be able to afford this level of data on all of their customers, who have big marketing teams who ensure that every single message that goes out is properly researched and tested against this kind of data. So Mosaic 7 is about properly understanding people, and it's done on a postcode level. So you put in a postcode and you will get extensive ranges of data that has been formulated based on hundreds and hundreds of different parameters and data sets. In fact, millions, 890 million different sources for the data, I think is the right figure. Staggering, absolutely staggering. So this just doesn't dive into who they are. It's, you know, who lives in those postcodes? How do they live? What do they believe in? How do they behave? What are their preferences? What do they do with their time? Who do they follow? What do they do? It's really unbelievable, the level of data. How do they want to be communicated with is one of the key things. How do they prefer to consume information? How is it most effective to reach these people? And like I say, this is used absolutely everywhere across industries. And it's perhaps not something that we in the property industry have our eyes opened to. So why does this matter for us as estate agents, letting agents, property professionals? Well, we hold a lot of data on properties, but it doesn't tell us about the people who live in them. And better marketing starts with understanding people. We make a lot of assumptions in property marketing. We think we know our market, and we make an assumption that we know our market, but we never actually really find out whether that's true or not. We act on the basis of our own hunches and beliefs. With data like Mosaic, everything becomes sharper and more relevant. So that's enough waffle from me. Let's just tap into this and listen in to this conversation between Ben Nicholas and Simon Ledbetter. And he's in this excerpt talking about when he first arrived at Mosaic and at Experian and saw the Mosaic product, his initial impressions of it, and then goes on to talk about exactly how that's used within Experian and the businesses they work with. I'll be back after the clip to tell you a little bit more about a new partnership, very exciting, that we at Unchained are working with Experian to make this kind of thing accessible to estate agents. So do listen into this, and if it's of interest, then come back at the end and I'll tell you a little bit more about that. So let's get into it. Live from Bletchley Park, this is Ben Nicholas, Head of Property and Real Estate at Experian in the UK.
So, I mean, Mosaic absolutely blew my mind when I first joined Experian. I could not believe that this was available. So I walked in first week, sat down at a meeting, and a colleague said, right, he says, we want to show you Mosaic. I said, that's fine. And they said, right, can we just have your address? So I said, yeah, that's fine. Here's my address. They then proceeded to tell me, without knowing me, that I was aged between 40 and 45, that I had two children, that I lived in a four-bed house. They sadly told me I had a large mortgage. They then went on to tell me some really interesting stuff, like I apparently like to do all of my shopping online for clothes and alcohol. It's definitely got my wife in there as well. But it absolutely, you know, you look at it and you go, well, how do they know this? It's incredible. And this is how it was built. They then were able to say, we can activate this. So where do I like to be contacted? So my channel preference, and we've heard a lot about that today. So they said, I do not like telephone advertising. So, you know, that's great. So I don't like to be rang on the telephone, but I don't mind being contacted by email. And this just changed the whole way that I looked at it.
So go on, let's bring it home. Does anyone in the room use Mosaic?
Brilliant, really good, yeah.
Do you use Mosaic because you came to 30 years of marketing one day?
It blew my mind when I tripped, fell over and walked into the property industry in 2016. I went, you literally know where people live. Why are you not using their postcodes in Mosaic? Every other industry I've ever worked in, financial services, automotive, retail, they use postcodes to drive data and how they behave. With one industry that doesn't seem to have widespread adoption, it drives me mad.
And Simon, you know, if you think, I always try and think of it from a property lens, actually. So if you think about estate agents are really good at knowing their area. Yeah. And there is huge, and we've heard today, there's a massive property data out there. You know, I mean, we ingest some 20CI data for our bills. So we have that property data. But I always see it as like a window into a house. So you can, as an agent, go past and go, well, I roughly know how many bedrooms it is and I can probably give a valuation. But you don't know who is in that house. So if you suddenly think you've got a window and you look in and there's two children and one's playing the Xbox and, you know, there's a Morrison's band delivering online shopping, the wife may be watching video on demand, the husband may be looking for an extra electric car because sustainability is really important to them. Mosaic is able to tell you that before you actually go into those properties or before you see those properties. So actually you can start to tailor your brand based on the person rather than just the property. And I think that's really where I got excited about it.
I mean, Simon Gates, who, idiot, can't be here today, is in Marrakesh with his partner. He actually talked to one of his clients about using Mosaic, and they discovered that his clients had a really high incidence of actually supporting charities. And I think the agent has run a charity thing, and they raised like £50,000-£60,000 for the charity, just knowing that their customers from Mosaic were big charity givers. It gives you more to talk about than just property. A, you can understand people better, but talk to people about more. So every postcode is done now.
Yep.
If that's the now, so there's a tool which we'll share with everyone. You can literally put a postcode in, it will tell you the geodemographic of that postcode. We can give you access to that. If the now is you can do it, what's next? What's happening with Mosaic? Okay. And what should property businesses prepare for in the next wave of data-driven marketing?
So we've very, very recently launched Mosaic 8.
And tell me about Mosaic 8, because I'm a Mosaic 7.
Okay, so
this is geek talk.
This is very different. So so Mosaic 8 has been completely rebuilt from the ground up. So what we decided to do was remove the reliance on census data, which we know is really, you know, pretty powerful when the census comes out. It degrades as it gets older. So Mosaic, we decided to start at the household. And by taking those data points at a household level, it is the most granular data. You're getting the best quality data at that point, which is then aggregated, which Dan will love because I don't know where he is, but he loves aggregation. You aggregate the data up to a postcode so you can start to see that. And then you can get a dominant postcode from that point.
So, I mean, again, for the uninitiated, talk to me about the structure of Mosaic, because not everyone will be, and we're talking like we know it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But talking about the basic structure of what Mosaic does, it divides things into what and what.
Okay, perfect. So Mosaic forms, now Mosaic 8 forms 18 groups. So you have 18 groups that people fall into within the UK, and we sub-segment that into 68 different types. So effectively, it's allowing you to then look at all the characteristics within that group. So if you search for your address, you may come up as a D26, and that will start to tell you roughly your age and what sort of house you live in and how you like to live your lives. So it's very easy to be able to, when you think about consumer view, which is the whole UK, you've got to be a data scientist or a data analyst to be able to manipulate that data. Mosaic is doing all of that for you. It is giving you a glimpse into those properties in a very easy and structured way.
So, welcome back. And I hope you found that as insightful and mind-blowing as I did when I first heard it at Bletchley Park. Ben's a really interesting guy. And I don't know about you, but my knowledge of the work of businesses like Experian and YouGov and what they do with industries across the UK was fairly limited. And now hearing that and seeing the data that comes through Experian Mosaic myself firsthand has been unbelievable. And it's a real eye-opener in terms of how to escalate your marketing and take it up by not just one, but many, many notches. And as I said in the intro, it really is the difference between firing in the dark and having laser-guided vision and knowing exactly where your target is. That conversation was part of a much bigger session. That was a 5-6 minute excerpt of a conversation that lasted around half an hour, going into much, much more detail. If you would like to hear the full session, then you can purchase not just that, but the full keynotes of every single Voice of the Agent conference session from 2025 on the Unchained website. The link to that will be in the show notes. If you're interested, do have a look. It's fantastic to watch it back. And every time I do, I learn something new. Let me tell you just a little bit more, very briefly, about the work we're doing with Experian, because hopefully that's piqued your interest slightly. Unchained has a partnership with Experian. And during the conversation, Ben actually alluded to the fact that usually this level of data costs businesses are in excess of £5,000 to obtain, which is why it tends to be the preserve of major corporations and big businesses, and why we don't see it used much by, well, the likes of independent estate agents. What's really exciting is that at Unchained, we've formed this partnership with Experian to make this accessible to anybody, really. And for £365, you can get this data on all of your customers. You give us all of your postcodes, the postcodes that you cover or the postcodes that you're wanting to cover, and we'll give that to Experian and receive in return the full data set for your target market and share that with you. Now, that alone is incredible, and you can bet your bottom dollar that there's nobody else on your patch with that level of insight and data about your customers. What is even more exciting, which is where I start to get a little bit overexcited myself, because this is what I'm really passionate about, is exactly what you can do with that data in combination with AI. Now, you can have AI go and profile your customers. You can ask ChatGPT to go and research home sellers in Bristol or Nottingham or Birmingham or Edinburgh, wherever, and it will give you some interesting information. What it is it is very general, and it's a general picture of buyer behavior, seller behavior in a broad geographic area. What it's not is it is not that insightful about your exact customers. It's generic. It's not talking about the people who actually walk into your office and pick up the phone and speak to you. Now, if you feed in a data set of Experian Mosaic postcode level data into ChatGPT and then ask ChatGPT to produce a marketing plan based on that data, then what ChatGPT does, or Gemini, or whatever you use, is it extracts the key information from that report so you don't have to do it yourself manually. So it will tell you all sorts of information about your customers, about what channels they prefer, about how they prefer to be communicated with, about what stage of life they are, how affluent they are, all sorts of information along those lines, and it will base your marketing plan and messaging and tone of voice and language and topics and campaigns specifically around your precise customers, which I think is just fantastic and very exciting. So what would have taken you several hours, if not days, to complete before is not only done very quickly by AI, but it's also done on the basis of the Experian insight about your exact customers, the people who you actually want to work with, which is just brilliant use of AI technology. I'm sorry, I got a little bit carried away there. I was going to say this isn't really a sales pitch. It's a slight sales pitch. But even if you're not interested in that, the technology itself is just interesting. And to watch it in action is brilliant. And speaking as a marketer, it is plainly the best use of AI that I've seen for marketing, hands down. The idea that you can use AI in a non-generic fashion and tailor it to your customers is brilliant. You set it up once with your customer data, and then you go back to it and use it as a personalized, bespoke, custom AI. So if that partnership we got with Experian is of interest, then you can drop us a message, or you can go to the Unchained website and look up our customer DNA offering. I'll put a link in the show notes. Anyway, let's move on from that. I hope you found that session interesting. We got lots more in the works coming from Bletchley Park in the weeks ahead. But next week, do join us again on the Voice of the Agent podcast, when we've got an entirely different kind of episode for you. So next week will coincide with the publication of January's Voice of the Agent report. The Voice of the Agent report in 2026 is now running every single month, whereas in 2025, it used to be quarterly, we are publishing a new report every single month now. It's just to accommodate the rate at which our industry is moving. Quarterly insights were simply not enough. So we're now doing it every single month. So next week, we will be publishing the insight and the results of the survey that ran at the start of January, which focuses on sales and lettings, the nuts and bolts, the foundational layer of our industry, and covers expectations and attitudes towards the market in 2026, intentions of business owners, what they are looking to do for the year, and lots more besides. The purpose of this is that you can find out what other agents are thinking and doing, and also what the most successful agents are doing in 2026. And that might just inform your own plans this year. We're going to be joined by a special guest in the form of Simon Gates, who is without a doubt the biggest data geek I know. What better person to help us pore over the data from the January report? It would be helpful if I could say January properly. I think I accidentally swallowed my teeth there. The January report with Simon Gates and Simon Ledbetter and me. That is going to be in next week's podcast. And that report will be free to download. All of that information will come in the podcast next week. Until then, do take care of yourselves, have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.